In Israel, a nationwide general strike eased today, with schools and banks reopening and the international airport resuming operations. Government offices remain closed. The head of Israel's trade unions is threatening to reinstate a full-scale walkout next week. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
On Wednesday, the day the government brought the economic austerity plan to the Israeli parliament for a first reading, 700,000 public sector workers, including 200,000 teachers, went on strike. The country shut down. The head of the Manufacturers Association said the first 2 days of the strike cost Israel more than $250 million in lost productivity and revenue. Yesterday, Israel's President Moshe Katsav intervened, summoning both Finance Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the head of the trade unions known as the Histadrut to an urgent meeting and asked them to restart negotiations. Histadrut head Amir Peretz then told union leaders he intended to ease the strike. The decision was not popular. The economic plan is meant to combat what's called the Nablus-Nasdaq effect here, the combination of 31 months of Israeli-Palestinian fighting that has choked off tourism and foreign investment in Israel, along with the bursting of the high-tech bubble and fall of the stock markets. Israeli economic analyst David Rosenberg says the Israeli economy is in deep trouble.
The economy is in the worst shape in its history. It's been the third year of a very, very deep recession. The economy has actually shrunk in the last since the Intifada began, literally that quarter. And at this stage, there's no obvious end to this particularly dark tunnel. In other words, it's not obvious when the economy is going to recover.
Israel's budget deficit is hundreds of millions of dollars, unemployment is more than 10%, and the percentage of Israelis below the poverty line has increased dramatically in the past few years. Finance Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has proposed a sweeping austerity plan to trim the deficit and try to jumpstart the economy. He wants to cut almost $2.5 billion from the budget by firing thousands of public sector workers and cutting salaries for those who remain. He also wants to raise the retirement age to 67 for men and 65 for women and slash social benefits such as government stipends for large families. Ohad Marani, the director general of the finance ministry, says the workers' strike is counterproductive.
If you do nothing, we'll have an economic crisis, we'll have more poor, no doubt about it. But if we'll move forward with the program, people might suffer in the very short run, but for the medium term, of course, for the long term, everybody would be better off.
Avi Temkin, a journalist with the financial newspaper Globes, says the economy could get a jump start if Israeli-Palestinian negotiations resume in the wake of the publication of the roadmap, the U.S.-backed Middle East peace plan.
The good scenario is that somehow these negotiations with the Palestinians start. There is optimism, there is government credibility, and the economic growth starts picking up by the end of 2003.
Histadrut head Peretz says the strike is not over, it's only on hold until after Israel's Independence Day next Wednesday. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.